I'm Gordon Clark, and for this week's Kansas Wheat Report, we will discuss the 2025-2026 year-end numbers that reflect solid wheat sales to core and swing markets. The 2025-2026 marketing year closed on May 31, 2026, and U.S. wheat export sales finished the year on a strong note, providing a buffer of support for farm families during a year of low farm gate prices. Final export inspections hit 23.7 million metric tons, or 871 million bushels, representing a nearly 15% increase year over year and the highest exports since the 2020-2021 marketing year. The volume is impressive, but the numbers alone do not tell the full story. Just as important as how much wheat was sold was where those sales originated. Increases in wheat exports to both core and swing markets reflect the reputation and value of U.S. wheat in the global marketplace. The mix of sales to both core and swing markets in the 25-26 marketing year reflects the resilience of the U.S. wheat export program. At the beginning of the year, the USDA projected exports at 21.8 million metric tons and revised that estimate several times as commercial sales continued to outpace the prior year. By the end of the year, more than 55 countries had purchased U.S. wheat, reflecting strong early season demand and continued sales to a mix of core, emerging, and swing markets. The strong performance of U.S. wheat exports during the 25-26 marketing year was especially evident for hard red winter wheat, the class predominantly grown in Kansas. Total hard red winter export sales reached 8.67 million metric tons, a 58% increase over the previous marketing year. Mexico remained one of the largest buyers of hard red winter wheat, purchasing 2.26 million metric tons, up 44% from the previous year. Other key markets for Kansas-grown wheat also posted significant gains, including Japan, South Korea, and Colombia. Several emerging and price-sensitive markets showed particularly strong growth, with hard red winter sales to Nigeria increasing 221%, Venezuela increasing 118%, and Indonesia increasing 74.6% compared to the previous marketing year. These numbers highlight the importance of maintaining a diverse customer base. While long-standing markets such as Mexico, Japan, and South Korea continue to provide a reliable foundation for demand, growing sales in markets like Nigeria and Indonesia demonstrate the value of continued investment in export market development. This is proof of the global demand for the milling and baking qualities that Kansas wheat delivers. The growth in hard red winter exports reflects years of relationship building, technical support, and customer education conducted by U.S. Wheat Associates. As global buyers seek consistent quality and reliable supply, Kansas wheat is well positioned to meet the needs of millers and bakers around the world. All eyes are currently on the progress of the 2026 wheat crop as combines have started cutting in the southern United States. As harvest progresses, U.S. Wheat Associates will continue its work to position producers to take advantage of market opportunities with the right mix of customers in the right places at the right time. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Gordon Clark.